Blog Talk Radio.
It's a great day to show some love to somebody. I'm telling you, we are in a season of Thanksgiving. We are in a season of being thankful. You know, sometimes we need to just take a moment, not look at our circumstances, not look at our situations that may not be working out for our good, so we think, and just think about some of the things, some of the great things that are going on. Sometimes we just need to do a switcheroo in our mindset. We need to flip it the other way around. And so instead of saying, you know, I don't think it's going to happen, just flip that around and say, you know what, some great things have happened in my life, and I'm going to be grateful for that, and I expect something good to happen, even in this day, even in this moment. Well, good day to everyone. This is your host, Miss Sandra. Welcome to Legacy Lever Worldwide Empower Radio like no other. Welcome to another segment of The One, Part 2, Moving Forward. And for some of you that listened in last week, you know I talked about being the one. Ladies, know that you are the one that he is searching for. Sometimes all we got to do is just switch our minds and renew our minds, transform our minds, and remember the reason why, ladies, you were created. You were created to be his helpmate, his seer, you might say, his partner in life. And just remember, when that one, that man that is out on a search, you have to remember he is the hunter. He is looking for you. He is sniffing you out. He's looking for a good woman, a purposed woman, a valued woman, a woman that is a cut above the rest. He's not trying to just go pick any old thing. He's not trying to just get a girlfriend. He is looking for the one he wants to make his wife. He wants to give her his last name. And so you have to program in your mind that you are the one. You are that good woman that he is in search for. And remember, men, what I said, that if you are in search for a Proverbs 31 woman, you must be a Proverbs 31 man. You say, well, is there such a thing? Yes, read the whole chapter of Proverbs 31, and you will see the mom giving the story to her son, who is the king. And she tells him, you just can't be like everybody else. You can't do the same things that everybody else is doing. You can't go out and get drunk with the people, because people drink for a reason. They try to drink away their sorrows. But you are a king, and you must walk in your kingly authority. You must think like a king. You give the command. You do not take a command, but you give the command. And so, men, you must have a place and position in your mindset of what, who you are and whose you are. You can't go look for a Proverbs 31 woman, a nice, strong, independent woman, who yet also is humble, is very fun-loving, is caring and nurturing. You can't want all those qualities in a wife, and yet you're still cheating. You're still trying to pimp ladies. You're still trying to be the player. You're still trying to be the man instead of becoming a man. And I'm not trying to be harsh on you or trying to come at you, but I'm just saying, if you want a woman of that type of quality or that type of standard, you must be that Proverbs 31 man. And so we're getting into moving forward, and I have about another 25 minutes left to the show. And you're talking about moving forward. Well, again, if you're the one, and ladies, you say you're the one, you got to program your mind to know that you're the one. But you also have to remember, and being the one and going forward and wanting something new, something fresh. You have to remember, you've got to make sure that nothing from your past will hinder your present. See, we're not even talking about the future yet. We're talking about here and now. You must make sure the memories of yesterday do not destroy your now. You're saying you want a beautiful relationship, and we're not just talking about marriage. We're talking about friendships. We're talking about purpose, maybe business, partnerships. We're talking about maybe in education, developing relationships with other teachers, other educators. We're talking about maybe just building a network of moms, stay-home moms. And we're talking about building great relationships. And so we cannot bring the bitterness or the regrets of our past into our now. We're talking today about moving forward. And I just want to take a minute, first of all, before I get into the whole meat of what I'm going to talk about, I just want to say thank you to everyone who has just given me such great feedback on starting the relationship series about the one. Miss Sandra just loves you. Thank you for continuing to encourage me. You guys have just been such a great support, and I thank you. I want to, again, thank you to Miss J and Miss J Productions. I want to say thank you. I want to give a shout-out to Miss Vanessa Thomas, and I want to give a shout-out to Miss Alana Percy. I want to just give a shout-out to all young people that I had an awesome experience in helping to mentor and teach and develop while I was in Connecticut. Shouts out to my people in Connecticut as well. Shouts out to my people here in the Atlanta area. Shouts out to all my family who continue to just give support and continue to purpose the show out there. I thank you so much. Legacy Lever would not exist if it wasn't for your great support, your love. I thank you very much. And so I thank you for starting with me on this journey as we continue to move forward talking about the one. Again, it's not just about preparing yourself to be married or to be found, but it's also talking about reprogramming or restoring or renewing your mind for great loving relationships. Just remember that God wants you to have good stuff. He wants you to have great relationships. He wants you to have great friendships. Even those who may have betrayed you, even those who may have lied and left you, they still was a purpose in your life. You know why? Because you made a choice, regardless of what they did. You made a choice that you're going to move forward, and that's what we're talking about today. And let's start with Isaiah 43:18. And remember, when I'm talking about the one and talking about real talk relationships, I'm also going to bring it from a kingdom's perspective. Again, I'm going to bring it from a kingdom's perspective, which means I'm going to use the word of God to bring it all back around. I'm going to use it as a foundation. And so let's look at Isaiah 43:18. It says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Let's just stop right there. See, if you're looking for great relationships, if you're looking, to be that one, you have to, again, make sure that you forget the former things. You say, well, what former things are you talking about? Well, the thing about it, if you've been hurt where you say, I've been hurt by love and I'm not going to love anymore and I'm just not going to let that guard down, then you are becoming, you never forgave, you never let go. You're still bitter about what happened. You're still hurting about what happened. It could have been from a rape. It could have been from molestation. It could have been from a betrayal by someone that was very close to you. And trust me, Ms. Sandra knows what she's talking about because I have experienced it all. I know what it feels like to be abandoned by someone you thought would be there for you. I know what it's like single parents to want to be in a two a male and female or a husband and wife relationship, but you ended up having to raise the kids by yourself. And that's not just for females. I'm talking about males as well. It could have been the woman walked out on you and left you with all the responsibilities of raising the family. And so you're not only taking on the role of a mother, but you're also having to step into the role of authority. And so, you know, you're becoming stressed out and a lot of things that happen. Maybe it could have been a divorce, a very bitter divorce, and you're saying that you can never trust anybody again. It could have been you found out of a marital affair that came in between you and your husband or it's destroying the children. And so we're bringing all this baggage and we're trying to move forward, but we got the terrible memories of yesterday, and we cannot expect to have healthy relationships with someone else if we have all of this old baggage. It's like going to the cemetery every single day. I put this on Facebook. It's like going to the cemetery every single day, taking a shovel, digging up the casket, and taking the bones out, only to bury them again. You've got fresh flowers you're putting on the gravesite. You're still having the funeral service. You're still having the hurt and pain of yesterday, and you're continuing to do that every single time. And so, therefore, when God presents the new, you can't even see it because your mind and your eyesight, everything is about the old, of what happened in the past, and you feel stuck. Well, today is the day to let go and move forward. Today is the day to become unstuck. You must make a decision, a conscious decision, that you will not allow the hurt and pain of yesterday to have that kind of power in you loving now. I'm going to say that again. You cannot allow the hurt and pain of yesterday have that much power that it makes a decision to be in your now, to make sure, I mean, to take over your now and being able to love someone, to be able to have a fruitful conversation with someone. That kind of power from your past has, that doesn't even need to be taken a seat. I wrote in my book, y'all need to go get my book. You can order it online at www.lulu.com. The book is called Say That, and you can find it under Christianity. And I have a section in my book where I talked about, you know, the rear view mirror. And the rear view mirror basically was designed to make sure that whatever is happening behind you does not affect you in your now while you're driving or what's ahead. I'm going to say that again so you can get a visual about it. Get a visual in your mind. The rear view mirror behind you is to warn you about things that are behind you. And so it will not affect your now, and it will not affect what's going on in the future. And a lot of times we've taken that rear view mirror and we have used it to make decisions for our future. It is not to make decisions for your future. It's to make sure that whatever is behind you stays behind you, to make sure whatever is behind you does not affect or derail you from where you are now and what's going on in front of you. That's why they gave you windshields, so two big ones at that, to look through, to look forward. You have more to look forward to than that little rearview mirror trying to show you what's in the back behind you. And so we need to make sure we only use our rearview mirror to make sure that whatever's behind us will not affect us in what we're doing now. And that's where we need to be. If there's things in our life that you know will hinder your relationships now, ladies, as being the one, we cannot blame the new man that God brings on our life for things that happen in the past by someone else. We cannot afford to bring those luggage and suitcases and dump it all on him and say, here, fix my problem, or you're going to end up being like that same one that did me wrong, or why should I trust to love you? How do I know you're not going to hurt me? Let me tell you something. Then you're not ready to love. I know that hurt right there in the back of the throat, but you're not ready to love. Because if you can't love yourself and you can't love yourself enough to trust someone else, then you're not ready for love. You need to make sure that you take the time to heal. You need to make sure that you take the time to dump all of that old stuff, because the Bible says you cannot pour new wine in the old wineskins, meaning you can't expect something new to walk in your life if you're walking around with a bunch of skeleton bones from your past. The person there, you're making that person pay for a crime that they never committed. You put them in prison without them even knowing what they did wrong. They're paying a price for someone else's mistake. And the bad thing about it is you're wasting time and wasting your life on something that happened maybe years ago. It may have even happened yesterday, but you have wasted time on that, and that person is going on about their business. They're having life. You're sitting there mad because they're moving on with their life, and you want trying to figure out why they don't remember hurting me. How could they just keep moving on? How could they just go and be with someone else? And you feel stuck. Well, you'll stay stuck if you make a decision to. They're going to go on with their life, but you're sitting here stuck, and life is just passing you by because you made a decision to stay there. But you have to understand, as we get back to the word, it says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. In other words, he said, in 19, he said, see, I am doing a new thing. Well, God is saying, if you keep holding on to your past, if you keep having the same type of relationships, if you keep hooking up with the people that just continue to use and manipulate you, that's because you've never let go of those things that have kept you bound up, that have kept you being able to trust, that have kept you from being able to forgive, that have kept you from being able to press forward. And so you just continue to draw those same type of people to you. It's like a vicious cycle. But today, this is your last day you're going to visit the funeral. This is the last day you're going to visit the cemetery. You have to understand, it says this, you can't see what God is doing in the now or in your now, looking back in the past. No new relationship can reveal itself through the cemetery of old memories. And that's what the cemetery is. It's a place of old memories, what you used to do, what you used to know, who you used to know. We can't expect anything fruitful, anything great, anything that will prosper, holding on to your past. And so the past is what it is. It is the past, and it does not have that kind of power. You should not feed it that kind of power in your present. There are people waiting to love you. Today is the last day you will push them away. Today is the last day you go sit over there in the corner by yourself because you're afraid to open up to someone. Let me tell you a little bit about Miss Sandra. Miss Sandra has been raped. Miss Sandra has been molested. Miss Sandra has been abandoned by men that I thought would be there for me. Miss Sandra has been, you know, lied to, set up. You know, I had children. I wasn't married. So I know what it's like to have to go through all of that. But what I did find out, that I deserve the best. You deserve the best. And ladies, as the one, you have to remember that. You might say, well, I had an abortion, and how could God love me? How could he forgive me? I took a life. Let me tell you something. The only one that's keeping you in condemnation is yourself and those who you allow to keep you in condemnation. God has already forgiven you, and you need to check in with him to see what it is that your assignment is. You still have a great plan. You still can have a good life. Your life is not over. Some of you that may have prison records and you're out now and you're trying to start your life over, and it's hard to get employment. It's hard to get anything approved to move forward, any kind of funds. And you're wondering how you can recover from that. But the thing about it is that you have to remember that God still has a perfect plan for your life. It is not time for you to give up, and it is not time for you to go back and pick up those ways that got you in trouble in the first place. You can begin again. You will begin again. It's a mind thing. You have to tell yourself this every single day that you wake up, that life is I will enjoy life, and I'm purposed to do something good in life. I am purposed to have good relationships. I deserve somebody good. I deserve somebody to love me. I deserve to be nurtured. I deserve to be cared for. I deserve to be looked after. I deserve to have a great family. You have to tell yourself, because the enemy, who is Satan, will tell you that you don't deserve those things. You remember what you did. He's always going to remind you of your past. He's always going to say, well, you're not good enough. Well, you don't have the credentials for that. Some of you have, you need to, God is saying, go for that top position, but you're looking at, well, I don't have the credentials, or I don't have that experience. Some of you need to go and try out for a great ballet or a great production that's coming up, and you've always been fearful because you're wondering, can you compare? The first thing you don't do is compare yourself to someone else. He uniquely designs you for a great purpose. And you have to understand, when you are walking in your great purpose, that one will find you because you stand out above the rest. You stand out like no other because you have made a decision to uniquely walk in what God has purposed you to be. You can't help but attract greatness. And that's what I'm talking to those who feel that their record can never be erased, that they messed up so bad that God will never forgive. Let me tell you, when you walk in what he's called you to be, it could be a great preacher. Maybe you're supposed to prophesy. Maybe you're supposed to go lay hands on the sick. Maybe God has called you to great missions. I feel that in my spirit. Somebody is supposed to start traveling, get your passports, get all the paperwork in order. The money will be there when you start moving on it. You know what God has called you to do, and you know that money has been the issue why you haven't done it. It's time, God, to do great relationships waiting for you as you begin to get the paperwork in order. As you begin to move forward, things will fall in line for you. You know, you're wondering maybe, you know, like you might be sitting where you are or where you're working at or your friendships, and you're saying, okay, God, things are going dull. Things are just not working for me right now. It seems like things are drying up around me. It's either one of two things. Either God is saying that you have grown so spiritually mature that I'm stretching you into a place where your gifts are not just tolerated, but celebrated. I'm going to say that again. He's probably stretching you into an area where your gifts are not just tolerated, but celebrated. And so you need to move in the flow of where God is going with you, because it might be the relationships that you're trying to hide in is not going to fit you anymore. And so you say, well, God, I feel alone. I feel lonely. I don't know what to do. It seems like I can't get any friends. It's because maybe that's because maybe you need to transition into a place where you are going to be celebrated. Your gifts have matured. And so therefore, he's stretching you into something even bigger and even greater. You have to make sure that your mind is renewed daily. You just can't just focus on what's in front of you and thinking that this is it to life. No, God is saying there is no box in me. I'm taking the limits off of you. I've got great purpose relationships. I've got people that where you used to struggle to try and get things done, I've got people in position ready to move at what you need to have done. And so don't be scared to make friends with new people. Don't be scared to maybe go and get more training where you need to go. Don't be scared to go ahead and step out on those things that he told you to do. You're trying to wait for the perfect moment, but the perfect moment is now when you can't see it. I promise you, as soon as you start moving, I promise you the falls are going to come in. You're going to see some things that you've never seen before. Why? Because you changed your position. And so that's what we're talking about in moving forward. As you're moving forward, you cannot hold on to the past. The past will stop your now. The past will stop your now. And so as being the one and positioning yourself as the one and moving forward, renew your mind daily to never have things from your past. Even learned experiences can be a hindrance to you. So things that you learn can also make you comfortable. And God is saying now is the time to learn some new things. So I'm going to connect you with people that you normally wouldn't have connected with. That's going to teach you some things because I'm still preparing you for where you're walking into. And then you see that the giftings that have been hidden in you are now stirred up. And you're like, oh, my God, I didn't know I could do this. And I didn't know I knew that. And I didn't know it. Because he's taking you out of what you're familiar you're in and moving you forward. And so when you're moving forward, don't try and take all the things that you've known all these years to try and put it in your new. Now is not the time for that. Now is like, okay, I've learned that area. Now God has got me going, flowing into that area. And so we want to make sure we don't oppose the move of God. We just want to flow into it. And so I just want to, as we're down to the last few minutes of the show, I have this poem that I found on the internet. And it's called, you know, moving forward, but it's called letting go of your past. And so remember, as you're moving forward and your purpose relationships, and remember, no more visiting the cemetery of yesterday. Yesterday is gone, but you do have your now. And so this poem was found actually online at www.familyfriendpoems.com, and it was written by a young lady named Donna. And it says, the past is the past for a reason. That is where it's supposed to stay. But some cannot let it go. In their head, it eats away. Until all their focus becomes the person that they used to be, the mistakes they made in their life. Oh, if only they could see that you cannot change what's happened, no matter how hard you try, no matter how much you think about it, no matter how much you cry. What happens in your lifetime happens for reasons unknown. So you have to let the cards unfold. Let your story be shown. Don't get wrapped up in the negative. Be happy with what you have been given. Live for today, not tomorrow. Get up, get out, and start living. Because the past is the past for a reason. It's been and now it's gone. So stop trying to think of ways to fix it. It's done. It's unchangeable. Move on. What a powerful, powerful, powerful poem to end out our day. And I'm going to end out with this song that I love. It's by Israel Houghton. It's called Moving Forward. Today, you are going to move forward. You are going to get up daily. I don't care what has happened to you in your past. You have the power to overcome every fear of loving. Don't allow the power of bitterness and unforgiveness and resentment to mess around and have you a seat in a place that's going to be very, very hot. There's going to be, you won't have another chance. It's time to not allow anything or anyone have that kind of power, that kind of position in your life. Now, for those who are getting ready to go on a date, or you're getting ready to marry your mate, you found the one, but the issue is you're still sitting there wondering, are they going to hurt you? You keep testing them and testing them and testing them. Stop it. That's your insecurities of not allowing your heart to trust anyone, to allow anyone to come in. That's an issue with you that you need to get resolved before you make it permanent with this person, before you even take it to the next step. If you cannot learn to trust, if you're afraid of loving, then you need to make sure that you get delivered in that area. Stop blaming them, because it's not them, it's you. We need to hold up a mirror to ourselves and daily do a self-check. Am I doing this to this person? Am I blaming them for what someone else? Am I holding them to this type of standard when I don't even appreciate who they are in this moment? And so, again, when you go on these dates, don't take them skeleton bones with you. Don't take them on a date with you, feeding them and barking them and walking with them to have them come to the movie, sitting with you. Your friend person can't even get the close to you because you got the skeleton bones sitting in between you. It's time to bury them things for good and say to yourself, I am worthy enough for great purpose. Relationships. I am worthy enough for great love, new, fresh love. And so I have enjoyed myself talking to you today. I pray it has been a blessing to you. Make sure that you apply it. Remember, ladies, you are the one. Men, you are the one, that you are looking for the one. And I'm telling you, she's getting herself prepared and she's ready because she knows she is the one. Okay, so I will definitely be with you next week on The One. We're going on to part three. And you know, as we move forward. All right, so God bless you. Have an awesome day. Again, this is Israel Houghton. I want you to listen to the words talking about moving forward. Your past has no power in the present of your now. Boy, love, love hard, love strong, and love on purpose. Love you. My life to cry.
My life.